playing Momo and Bergman. Is there just,
you know what the Bergman theory
is? It's very chippy around here today.
You know what the Bergman theory was? Mm. The same as the Mason theory.
Which was?
It was the hitting!
Well, I mean, I said that it was that.
Right. It's like we can all say it was the manager or the goose or the eclipse or whatever. No, they didn't hit the ball.
Nobody's saying the eclipse.
I'm saying the eclipse.
Nobody is saying the eclipse.
I don't think Momo likes when I speak on this show. I think that's what I've decided.
No, I lie. You're allowed to talk anything.
No, I'm going to.
Everybody, the rule here is everybody's got an open mic all the time.
Yeah. I want to know what Jorge thinks.
And
you
your opinion
what Jorge
is as valid as... No, take that back.
No, Momo's is obviously way more valid.
Yes.
You know what, boys? Can I call you?
Oh, sorry.
You got someone on the other line?
Yeah. You know, boys? This is actually Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan.
You know what, boys? Can I call you back? I actually have to grab this.
In the middle of an interview, he did that to us.
All right. I've been there. I've actually done that before, too.
Let's get a couple of calls, and then we'll do a blame pie. Let's go... Oh, I like this. Let's go to Kent in Irvine. Kent, you're on 710. What's up, man?
So the blame pie goes on Mason. How much percentage are you going to own? When you brought up the Ouija board on Friday, was it?
Yeah, I bought a Ouija board and decided not to bring it to work, and it is still in its package at home.
Whoa.
So you brought in the bad juju into the atmosphere.
Just by purchasing a Ouija board, not even opening the box, somehow I am responsible for this.
Kind of, but right when you said it, and I'm not even a Dodger fan. Oh. Right when you said it, I was like, "Oof!" And you shouldn't have brought that up, Mason.
Okay, all right, thank you. I don't believe the Ouija board had anything to do with it. Haven't opened the Ouija board.
You had a chance to impact things on a cosmic, karmic level.
Yeah,
and you didn't do it.
Which was what was the cosmic karmic level
if
that
you would
I could
have got
have
the Ouija board out, you could have changed some of that
you
karma.
You can't change. That's just, as my mom said, you are unleashing something you don't understand.
Ooh, you're staying open to the whims of the universe.
That's why it is still in its box and is being shipped directly back to Amazon.
I understand that.
Yeah.
There's some weird things that have been happening. So you got a Ouija board. By accident?
No, not by. I got it on purpose.
On purpose.
Okay, this will be a good bit. We'll get a Ouija board in here, and we'll find out if the Dodgers are going to win the series.
No. Let me know when you're bringing it in so I can call out.
Yeah, I'll be off that.
That's kind of like
I told you I'm not doing it. My mom scolded me.
I actually think that caller's onto something.
I don't.
You started something, and then you got afraid of its power, but by ordering it.
Oh, by ordering a
it's
Ouija
like,
board
it's from like the
Amazon,
butterfly effect.
It is not the butterfly effect.
It is. You it change is one not. Thing back in the prehistoric era, and all of a sudden the frogs have four eyes.
I would love to believe I have as much power in the world as people think I do. I'm a lucky charm. I'm a jinx.
You see that episode of The Simpsons?
No.
No?
I know the one with the fish that had three eyes.
There it is. That's what I was looking
for. Fish.
Thanks, Greg.
You're welcome. Just helping you out.
Look, just listen to how interesting the show is today. We got a... horse-sized goose, dumb bees, and a four-eyed frog. In
there
this,
you go.
Today.
This is where it's at. This
you
is where it's at.
Opened up Pandora's box.
Oh, God.
And sent it back.
Yeah. Let's go to Patricia in North Hollywood.
Hello.
Hey, Patricia, what's up?
My feeling is we caught pop-ups. We had really good defense in 2020. And when Snell didn't get us out, they took him out, and we got the win. I mean, we're doing, you know, why didn't we learn something about that?
It's a good question. Thank you very much, Patricia. If you look at the actual performances, Julio pitched 5 in game 1, a game we won. Game 2 was
Kershaw,
who was rough and left after 5.
Come on, Grinshaw.
Game 3 was Gonsolin, who gave us just an inning and 2/3.
Yeah.
And Tyler Anderson gave us 5 in game 5.
Okay. So I think people react to things in baseball. You can tell, though, like people who play baseball, because we all have very weird superstitious things. Mm-hmm. And when things go wrong, we look for answers in our superstitious things that didn't go right.
Right.
Like, I still, to this day, when the count is 2-2 and there's 2 outs, I still tap my head, and then if I'm on defense, I put my hand and the karma to the pitcher, and if I'm hitting, I do like this to the batter. I started when I was like 8. Okay.
So interesting about 2-2-2.
Yeah.
So I always say, whenever it's 2-2-2, I always say 2-2-2 blank's going to happen. It is. It
There's
really
something
is.
About baseball that, like, because there are so many small factors that can go into wins and losses.
Yep.
You feel, and like what you said, you personalize things.
Yes.
Okay. Somehow, there's so much that's out of your control in baseball. There's so much you have to find, like, this weird superstitious religious stuff, whatever it is.
Right.
To give you a sense of control.
To give you a sense of control.
Correct.
And the reality, as I've said many times on the show, my minister, Dr. Reverend Michael Beckwith, always says, don't worry, you're not in control of anything.
Right.
Which is totally true.
And
so we try to find ways to control what's going on. And we really have no sense of control. We have a sense of control when we do stuff like that, but we actually have no control. Let's go to Hammy. Let's go to Harry.
Hammy.
Welcome a call from really Hammy.
Harry.
Let's go to Harry and Camarillo. Harry, you're on 710. What's
up? Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, man.
Girls. Hey, listen, I just totally disappointed in the lack of emotion. I mean, we have got professionalism. We got professional baseball, but we also have championship baseball. And I didn't see any championship attitudes out there. You know, that I played in games where, you know, you had to win. And when you go into those games, you just up your intensity another level. And you're there to perform, not to play. You're there to perform. And if you don't perform, you lose. And what's the difference between the second place team and the last place team? Loser. Doesn't.
All right.
Good call.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good call. He's right. Stars win championship. Stars step into big moments. They deliver when the goose flies and it starts raining and it's cold and you have a broken finger. Like, stars still win in those moments.
Right. Let's do a blame pie, huh?
All right.
Hit it. Often imitated, like by the Kamenetsky brothers, but never duplicated, as Mason and Ireland do it. It's time for the blame pie. So the Dodgers have exited the playoffs in four games at the hands of the San Diego Padres, and we're going to do a blame pie right now where you basically carve up percentages and of what is to blame for the Dodgers' loss. So why don't we start with Bergman. Bergman, blame pie.
All right, so I'm putting 50% of the blame on all of the hitters not named Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman.
Okay.
Everybody else gets 50% of the blame because they just didn't show up.
I get
especially
that.
Guys like Chris Taylor and Cody Bellinger. Those guys just completely gone. I'm putting 20%. I'm actually going to give 20% to both Friedman and Dave because you don't know who is who and who's in charge of who.
Okay.
So they each get 20%. Then I'm going to give 5% to Trey Turner's defense because he blew the game two and had a couple of errors that really changed the whole swing in the entire series.
Yep.
And then I'll give the other 5 to the end of the pitching staff in game four because the bullpen blowing it in that game, like the Canley, Almonte,
Vesias. Yeah, Almonte, Vesias.
Yep, everybody else.
Mess. All right. Jorge, did you
do
100. One?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got 30% on front office, meaning Friedman.
Yep.
30% on Dave Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
10% on Kershaw because he never shows up in the postseason.
Ooh. Ooh, that's harsh.
Yeah,
that's rough.
20, I don't know if I would say never. 20,
yeah, he never showed up. 20% on the bullpen, and then the rest on the team because they thought they had it easy against San Diego since they took, you know, they pretty much, you know, had them all year long.
So okay.
That's 100%.
100%. Momo.
All right. I'm going to go hitting in general, okay? And I have a blame pie within a blame pie, okay?
Okay.
Hitting, 80%. 80% hitting. Of that 80%, 50% Mookie, 25 to Justin Turner, 25 to Muncy. Those are the three guys you expect to hit. They did not hit. All right?
Okay.
Mookie Betts, 143 batting average. Justin Turner, 154. And Muncy, 286. Those are the three guys who you think should deliver.
Yes.
I should have given some to Will Smith as well. 188 in this series. Feel bad, though. He just had another baby today. The rest of it, 18%.
Wait, he didn't have another baby
his
today.
His wife did. His wife did.
Because she had it the other day. She
oh, the other
didn't
day.
Have another
yeah,
baby.
That's what I meant.
She had on Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
I feel bad putting like, anything on him.
She didn't
he's
have another
dad.
Baby.
Okay. Okay. 18%. 18%.
Yep.
The goose.
18% for the goose.
For the goose. Because there's just something about that damn goose. And 2% on you, Steve Mason. You went to the one game they won. You messed with the baseball gods. You should have been there in games 3 and 4. It's the anti-Mace curse.
Yeah, sure. I'm responsible.
Sorry.
All right. So here's
I had a blame pie within a blame pie. Is that like next level?
No, that is. You.
It's next level.
You really did level up.
It's a thought experiment.
Level up. It's a thought experiment.
It's like a double-decker pie.
Up and yeah. All right. So I'm going to go 30% on situational hitting.
Okay.
Could not do it. Did not do it. Capable all year long.
Yep.
20% I'm giving to the Dodgers' business-like attitude.
Okay.
Business-like attitude. Going to the office every day as a baseball player during the regular
season. They'll hit
season,
when they
during
need to. The percentages say
works,
so.
But requires something different once you get to the postseason. Mookie, I'm giving a full 15%.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
Yeah. Didn't hit. Didn't do anything.
Friedman, 10%. Maybe could have acquired somebody at the trade deadline.
Sure. Fair enough.
Et cetera. Roberts didn't like the way the seventh inning was handled. I'm giving him 10%.
Sure.
I'm giving 10%. To the Padres crowd.
Okay.
And
so like 18% for the Goose, same thing, same concept.
And 5% for the Goose.
Yeah.
5% for the Goose.
Okay.
I think the Goose didn't not have an effect.
When I talked to you about baseball.
It did not.
Baseball, okay?
Yeah.
Baseball. Baseball, it's like, what do you believe in? The famous line from Bull Durham, I believe in the church of baseball. Yeah. I believe in the church of baseball.
Yes.
Okay, in the church of baseball, sometimes you need something to worship.
Yep.
Padres had something to worship.
Yep.
They had the damn goose. Like, sometimes you just need a rally monkey.
That's what it was.
It's like...
And by the way, the goose thing is going to continue now.
It's common cause.
Yeah.
Until they lose, and then they'll find a new goose.
There's going to be geese everywhere, little hunters,
decoys. Oh my gosh, people are going to be doing think pieces on the goose.
Fans bringing in geese and waving them, and signs that say, I don't know, the goose is loose, or we the geese.
Oh, Gossage is going to come out of retirement or something, you know. See you later.
You know that the swag chain the year before?
Yes.
I think it's the swag goose now.
The swag goose.
Oh, yeah.
For instance... There are 108 beads in a Catholic rosary, and there are 108 stitches in a baseball.
I don't know if that's true.
When I learned that, I gave Jesus a chance.
All right. By the way, it is baseball. Not true.
It's probably not true.
We have a baseball right here. Momo, count.
Oh, that's a lot of counting.
Get to counting. You got a whole break to do it.
Count. You got a whole break to count.
I got
to
make a mark from where
I start. Yeah, you
got
to make a mark on each one so you know. I've always wondered this. Does a baseball have 108 stitches? It's an interesting theory. Interesting. All right, coming up next, we'll do a little USC and some Rams coming up next. We'll take a Momo's counting stitches on a baseball to try to make what Susan Sarandon says real. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10, 11, 12.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
And let's go to Alex Ronquillo from Pico Rivera. Alex, you're on 710. Congratulations, man. Yeah. You're in.
Fantastic, man. I'm so stoked, man.
So you've got a pair of tickets to go to SoFi Stadium to see Rams Niners a week from Sunday.
Yeah.
And... You have now qualified for a chance to win $1 million. I need your two Super Bowl teams and a final score, Alex.
All right, man. It's going to be Bills-Niners. Bills winning 17-10.
Bills-Niners.
Bills-Niners. Okay.
Wow.
So Alex Ronquillo, Pico Rivera, Bills 17, Niners 10. That is the big million-dollar Monday guess. Thank you, Alex. And listen to Sedano and Cap for another chance to play Million Dollar Mondays coming up a little bit later on. So we've been sort of soaking in a Dodger loss. And
yeah.
And you know what? And we're going to be sad today, but we're also going to be sad on Friday and the week after
that.
Yeah. And all the way, I mean, look.
That was a bummer.
I will not watch another pitch during the postseason. Not another pitch.
Oh, you're one of those.
I want absolutely nothing to do with
the
baseball
postseason. You're like
already
buying spring training tickets.
I am looking ahead.
Yeah.
Past the World Series.
I get it.
And frankly, I don't give a...
You know what you're going to say.
I don't care who wins.
And you know what the crazy thing is? It doesn't even matter next year. Because they'll probably be good enough to make it to the playoffs.
Oh, we'll make it to the playoffs. Right.
You can't say they could win 125 games. And I think I heard Travis saying this earlier. They could win 125 games.
It means nothing.
And it means nothing.
Nope.
Because you can't even get excited until the playoffs of next year. So nothing matters until October next year.
And we will be in the playoffs next year.
Don't care about baseball for a year.
For a year. I'll watch it. I'll follow the regular season.
Yeah, you'll follow the regular season.
No, I'm
going to
watch the World Series.
I'm not watching the World
Series.
Not
one pitch.
I won't watch it.
The World Series is dead to me.
Who do you want to see in the World Series? The Padres? The Phillies?
The Phillies?
The Guardians? Possibly? Astros? I don't want to see the Astros
Philly and Cleveland
win.
In the World Series?
How terrible is that?
That would be lame.
Oh, my God. That would be awful.
It'd be the lowest ratings ever.
It would be the worst. It would be the worst.
I kind of want Padres-Yankees.
For what reason?
They got stars. I always like when the Yankees are in the... I'm a baseball person. I just like baseball. So I'll watch other games.
I'm a Dodgers fan. I'm also a baseball person, but I'm a Dodgers fan. And it's too painful, the idea of turning on a game.
Was it easier for you when the Dodgers had Frank McCourt as owner and they were not in it?
Well, I want to point out that I think the last 2 years of McCourt, we were in it.
Yeah, they
snuck
in. I think
we went to the NLCS those 2 years.
Yep.
So you could blame Frank McCourt, but we were pretty, I guess we don't even consider that successful.
Well, that was
anymore.
Don Mattingly was the manager, right? And there was, what'd they get in? They play a Phillies.
We signed like Matt Kemp. And
James Loney.
James Loney. Wow, you're going way back. Yeah. I can't
Manny
bring
Ramirez.
Myself to watch any more baseball.
Who was the pitcher they had on that team that got them their first win since 88 in the playoffs?
I don't know.
What was his name? Oh, I can go back in the memory bank sometime.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
Yeah.
It's gonna pop into my head.
Yeah. Jose Lima.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at that, Mace.
It did pop
Good
into
call.
My head.
Lima time.
See?
I was at one of those games. I was at a Lima time game. So I brought my brother and nephew to Dodger Stadium for one of those Lima games. And it was the one where he really threw well.
Lima time.
And I just remember my nephew, who was probably all of 12 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
Came back from the bat. We were sitting in the right field pavilion. Came back from the bathroom and said, "Are there always drunk people laying around in the bathroom at Dodger Stadium?"
Right
field pavilion kind of goes that way.
That's my question. Was it better for you when they didn't have this awesome team, an awesome payroll, and an owner who spent whatever it took?
Oh, I see your question.
Is it better to be the gutty little Dodgers who sneak into the playoffs with 89 wins and knock off somebody in the DLCS because you got the DLCS, the DS, because you got Lima time and Manny Wood? Okay.
Yeah.
And was it better to have that experience than to win 111 games and lose the way the Dodgers just lost?
I would rather go further in the playoffs. So I think those seasons were more successful than this season.
Yeah.
The only thing that matters is how far you go in the playoffs. And we went nowhere. And there's no sugarcoating.
Yeah.
And you know, I do think, I mentioned the business-like attitude. Look. During the 162 games, it's just another day at the office. Mm-hmm. I get that. But during the playoffs, there needs to be something else. There needs to be some fire, some grit, some determination, some heart. I didn't see outward emotion from Dodger players during the series. Did you?
No, not really.
I mean, it's all business-like.
But that's kind of how they won throughout the years. They never got too high, never got too low. They sort of had this business-like approach at the plate. There was no, like you said, there were no moments.
Yes. That galvanized a team. None of those.
Because, I hate to say this, but they weren't challenged all year long. Like, some of that is it's an exceptionally long regular season. They were incredibly professional and businesslike and workmanlike throughout the year, just plowing through these games. Every time, what do we come in here? We go, oh, I tried to watch the Dodger game, but they were winning 6-1, and it was kind of boring.
Yeah, so I flipped over.
So I flipped over to something else. Like, there was, it, all year long was just them playing a bunch of bad teams that are trying to lose and tank and just roasting people. And then they play somebody good and they get behind and they come back and it's, you almost expect it.
It becomes automatic.
Yeah, it was automatic.
And the playoffs are not automatic.
No.
It's not. The most talent doesn't, and let's face it, I mean, baseball is a stupid game.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, it's a stupid.
And the new format
situation.
Is stupid. Like, it.
It is.
It is stupid. It really is not fair. Like, I don't really love that about the NBA either. They have 30 teams in the league and 16 of them make the playoffs.
Although, totally different animal, Momo, because
yes,
the best talent generally
usually wins.
Does
yeah,
win.
Yeah, you can have a bad game or two, but generally speaking, the best team wins.
You get 7 games.
Yeah.
The best team yep. advances. I mean, generally speaking, we get 1s, 2s, and 3s in the post. Occasionally, I mean, in random cases, like when I was in New York, the Knicks, I think, got into the playoffs mm-hmm. as an 8 seed. But it, generally speaking, top 3 seeds, yeah. you're looking at the finals somehow.
Right. Generally speaking.
NFL, by the way, also a crapshoot. NFL's yeah. a crapshoot every but, single day, every single
although,
Sunday.
Although, I feel like in the NFL, It's probably not the top. The best team doesn't always win. So, like last year, I don't think the Bengals are the best team in the AFC.
Right.
I think it was either the Chiefs or the Bills, and they took each other out.
Yes.
Right? One week, the Chiefs won, took the Bills out, and then the Chiefs were kind of cooked by the time they played
yes.
the Bengals. Okay. But generally, it's like the top 5 or 6 teams, the winner is going to come out of that.
Yeah.
In the NBA, they expanded it to 20 teams now are in the playoffs because you have the play-in. So 2/3 of the league is getting in the playoffs.
See, I don't
It's not good.
But I don't find that to be a... I mean, I don't find that to be as big a problem as what we're looking at in baseball because, again, those play-in teams aren't going anywhere. I mean, you can win the play-in tournament. You're not
going
to be a factor
anywhere.
In the postseason.
But
it's just adding a little yeah. extra content.
But when you play in the play-in... You get a 7-game first-round series. 7 games.
When you win the play-in.
Right, when you win the play-in.
Yes.
So if you're the 7 or the 8 seed, you're going to play the 1 or the 2.
Yep.
But it's going to be a 7-game series.
And by the way, that 7 and 8, those teams had better seasons than that 9 and 10.
Correct.
So the 9 and 10 can upset the mm-hmm. 7 and 8
right.
in a single game.
And it's a little unfair to the 7 and 8 because... Let's say a team that's 10th, and then they come in with a team that's 8 games worse than the 7 seed or
right.
something. Like last year in the East was like that. They shouldn't really even be in the playoffs, but they were. Okay. But I would rather have it be unfair to the 7th seed than a team like, if you look at the Dodgers, they're 22 games better than the Padres.
Yes.
It's just the new format has made them a lot more money in terms of the TV revenue, but it has further... undercut the importance of the regular season.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. And by the way, that's the Phillies have advanced.
Yeah.
The Padres have advanced. Maybe Cleveland will yep. advance. They get a game against the Yankees. And all of a sudden you wind up with 3 teams
yeah.
that had less successful seasons winding up in the final 4
yeah.
in Major League Baseball.
That's right. And they just got hot at the right time. And that usually happens in baseball. I think I like... the 3-game wild card better than the 1-game wild card. I like that better because it's a little more fair. At least you have 3 chances at it rather than 1 game, that's it.
I think I actually like the 1 game
you
better.
You like the 1 game.
Yeah, because you can't build up ahead of steam.
Yeah.
Although wild card teams have won.
Yeah.
You can't
Nationals,
build up ahead yep. of steam the way you do winning right. a 3-game series on the road.
On the road.
Which is what happened there. All right. We're doing Lie of the Day today.
Oh.
I can tell you that I have not lied yet.
Oh, wow. You better get to it.
I better get to it. We're giving away 2 tickets to the LAFC Galaxy playoff game this Thursday at Bank of California Stadium. Plus, you qualify for the grand prize, 2 pregame sideline passes. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. He is providing us those tickets. And again, at some point today, I will tell a lie. Hopefully, you can pick it out and call us at 3:30. All right, if you're injured in any kind of accident, I was just talking about Jacob Imrani. and you are deciding to try to handle this thing yourself after an accident, here's your to-do list. First, you call the rental car company. Second, you wait and receive a call from the insurance company. And then when you speak with them, you got to make sure not to say the wrong thing. Otherwise, it could jeopardize your case. And by the way, you're being recorded. Third, call your doctor for an appointment, but they can't see you for a week. Even then, they only refer you to a specialist, and it takes longer than that. Don't drive yourself crazy. If you're injured in an accident, immediately call my friend Jacob. He and his team will handle everything for you. That's right. They'll make sure you have a rental car. They'll speak with the insurance company on your behalf. And most importantly, they will set you up with a specialist so you can begin the healing process and get your health back in order. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. At all with Jacob. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Mason, Ireland. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, it's over. It's over. Thank you. Thank you for that, Jorge. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. So it is the Monday after the Dodgers debacle in San Diego. One nice thing happened this weekend. I'm going to tell this story. So, all right, I get it. You don't have to crank that up.
Oh.
So yesterday I went to the Rams game, and... Rams are fine, especially decent in the second half. Mm-hmm. Defense looked good. Offense looked bad. Better. It's the most points we scored in a while.
Hey, they got it done. They didn't lose to the team that just fired its coach and kicked the receiver off the field.
3-3, first place in the NFC West.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's something.
So I
seriously,
guess,
Mace.
What?
Did you think about leaving at halftime?
No.
Really?
I've never left a Rams game early.
Okay.
In fact, you know, I deliberately do a selfie at the end of every Rams game with the final score behind me with my reaction to the game. Yesterday, it was sort of, it's a win. So this guy, Tom Savage, came up to me in section 246 and said, I am getting married, and he's an older guy. I'm getting married to my my girlfriend, and I don't remember the girlfriend's name. And it's their second marriage for both of them. It's not Lisbeth.
Lisbeth? No,
it's not Lisbeth. She was from the Dodger game. And they invited me to the Mission Inn in Riverside in November to officiate their wedding.
Wow.
So.
And make a weekend out of it?
I love the Mission Inn in Riverside.
It's nice
awesome.
Out there,
yeah,
right?
I love it out there. Yeah. I love it out there. As soon as they said Mission Inn, I'm like, yeah,
hey, sure, maybe.
That's a good weekend. So I have been licensed, like a lot of people. I've been licensed to perform a wedding ceremony.
If I get married again.
I'm the guy?
Yeah, I think so.
I was at Lindsay Theory's wedding. Yeah. Do you know who officiated?
Who?
Bill Plachke.
All right, I see that. Yeah, he's got a sort of avuncular quality.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to do this. It's my second one that I've ever done. I did one a couple of years back for a friend, and I'm excited to do it. There you go.
Yeah. How do you commit to the role? Like, do you get it? Are you sappy? Are you funny? Are you profound?
Well, And the last time what I did was I talked to the bride and the groom beforehand and sort of talked to them about their relationship and what was an important moment in your relationship. When did you first know you were in love? All that kind of, I asked all those kinds of
questions. Those are good questions.
And then I wrapped that into my, you know,
sermon.
My sermon, exactly. Yeah. You do have to kind of give a sermon.
You kind of do.
Yeah, you got to.
People are looking for wisdom. They're looking for profundity. They're looking for jokes. It's a lot to ask.
I'm sure I'll be super good at it. Tom.
So, you know, in some way.
Wait, so you're just going to. So this random person, you have no idea who they are.
Big
just,
Mason in Ireland.
Big
listener.
Mason just randomly comes up to you and say, hey, officiate my wedding. You said, yes, I will absolutely do that for you.
No, it's because he said mission in November. That's
nice.
I love the mission in.
It's
so
a good
next
spot.
Next month, too.
It's next month, right. Oh, end of next month. It's
is
right
it
going to
force you to miss a Rams game?
No.
Well, have
no,
you got the date yet?
Rams game. No, I don't have the date yet.
Well, hopefully it's not on the same Sunday as the Rams game.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know what, though? I'm with you on this, Mace, because there's so few times in your life that you get to give somebody an experience that they'll always remember.
Yeah.
Like that you actually truly touch somebody's life. Right? That's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know? Like they chose you to marry them.
Yeah, yeah. No guy listens, knows everything.
Everything.
Ask me how Sophie and Fredo are. Ask me if I could do the Sophie voice for him, which
did
I
you
did.
Do it?
I did, yeah.
What'd you say?
Hi, Tom. How are you? I'm Sophie.
Did that voice. Now, not stepdad Leo, who listens to the show out in the desert, says, we're tired of the whining, so goodbye for the day. And I am going to send back these words. Good riddance. There you go, Leo. We're in Los Angeles.
How'd your
California.
Giants do, Leo?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
Are you a good loser?
No. Terrible loser.
Are you a good winner?
Obnoxious winner.
Yeah.
I'm an obnoxious winner and a terrible loser.
Mm.
What's that make me?
A bad person.
A fan. No, it makes me a fan.
I was gonna.
It doesn't make me a bad person. It makes me a fan.
I think it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think you're being a pretty good loser right now.
Thanks.
Like when I think it's easier to lose when your team, which
yeah,
is
right.
the, your team is the Dodgers.
Yes.
When they just thoroughly lose.
Well,
I mean, was there ever a moment like the 2017 World Series? To this day, you can go, you Darvish.
You Darvish game 7.
Okay? There's something you can pinpoint. There's something that happened. Then there's also the cheating and the trash cans and the, you know, all that.
Yeah, right.
Okay? That is okay to be a bad loser about because you have a grievance.
Yes.
There's not even really a grievance here. Like, they just got their butt kicked. San Diego totally outplayed them.
Absolutely did. Absolutely. And you know what? After... I've only seen one World Series win in the last decade, so
yeah.
I'm fairly
glad
used
you went,
to exiting
you don't
the
know
playoffs.
What's ever gonna happen
I mean,
again.
I got to go to Dallas.
Glad
for
Glad you
it.
Went. You know what? You should have gone.
Should have gone to San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, look at all this evidence that is mounting.
So I could
on the anti-Mace curse.
So I could sing Blink 182 songs in the rain.
What would you have done to counter the Blink 182? What would you have sang to drown it out? I'll start. Small things, truth care, truth bring, I don't know. I'll take one look, you're right.
No.
I don't know all the words. I'm shook, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Always, I know.
Not playing along.
You'll be.
Yeah, not playing.
Small thing, come on.
Yeah.
What would you have done?
Boo!
Yay!
I would have booed him.
Would you have gone win for Vin? Could you have done the win for Vin cheer? What would you have done? This was your
I'm
moment.
Alone. The entire stadium was filled
they
with
Padres
fans.
They were counting on you. The Dodgers were they needed you, and you didn't show
I
up.
I couldn't possibly have outsung Blink 182.
But your mere presence could have shifted things.
Yeah, I don't believe. Again, this is your
I know
myth of control.
Raise your hand if you think Mace could have shifted things.
Yeah, no, nobody believes that.
Yeah, I'm not raising my hand.
No,
for that.
Nobody believes right. that. Nobody believes that.
I believe that.
All right, good. There is something.
I believe
though,
in the Church of Baseball.
There is something mystical about a team that goes on a World Series run. There is something.
It is,
and it's something that it's some kind of magic that the Dodgers were. Missing, especially with runners in scoring position.
Correct. Like, Jorge, The Dodgers won in 2020. Mm-hmm. Name me three big moments from that run. Name me three big moments. Probably could still do it, right?
Yeah.
Urias saves the game.
Urias, yeah.
Urias. Clayton Kershaw wins two games.
Yeah. Right? I mean, these things...
Kershaw won two games in that World Series. Don't me.
I know. Come on.
You can't
Your grandpa... Come on, Grinchaw.
Come on, Grinchaw.
That's my dad.
Oh, your dad?
Grandpa.
Sounds like grandpa. Sorry. I mean, like... These things happen when the team wins. They you can name three. I bet everybody listening who watched the Dodgers win.
Sure.
Mason went to Arlington.
Dallas, yep.
Everybody got COVID at the end.
Yep.
Justin Turner got JT. COVID in the middle of the series. There's all those things that happened.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger got separated his shoulder. Like you.
High-fiving?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's never been the same.
Never. You know what? That's the thing. He's never been the same.
Never been the same since that World Series.
So among the... And we got plenty of time to talk about potential changes for the Dodgers. But if you are keeping track, the guys that are loose now or will be free agents, Justin Turner, who is... I would imagine the team is not going to pick up his option.
That's cold.
$16 million.
God, baseball's a cold game. You know what? It's not even baseball. It's just professional sports. It's professional sports. You can be the absolute rock of a team, the heartbeat of a team.
You can have the most home runs of any Dodger in postseason history.
Whoa. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they've been in a lot of games.
Yeah, he's had lots of opportunities.
Lots of opportunities.
Yeah. Also, Kershaw's a free agent. Tyler Anderson's a free agent.
Kershaw'll be back. Okay, I want 10,000 mythical money dollars that Clayton Kershaw is a Dodger next year.
It does go through next year.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
All right.
Put the bet at the window. Yep. Tyler Anderson, Kimbrel, so what? Chris Martin, so what? Andrew Heaney. Nice to have him back. Joey
Dodgers
Gallo, Trey Turner.
You know what everybody would be singing right now?
Run it back.
No, the Frozen song. Like, there was these moments that could have happened for the Dodgers, and they just didn't. Let it go, let it go.
I know. They couldn't.
They happened too early. It didn't come together at the right time. Whatever you want to say, every cliche.
Yeah.
All the good stuff happened during the 111 wins.
And nothing after that.
Yeah.
And nothing after that.
Peaked too soon. You ever have friends who peaked at 12?
Apex moment at 12?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I know
There was
anybody.
A pitcher on my team.
Apex moment
I'm not
going
to say her name because I don't want this to get back to her, but she was so good. No one could hit this
Wait a
girl.
Minute. You're not saying her life has gone downhill.
Yeah, pretty much. That was it.
Her apex moment was 12 years old?
Nobody could touch this girl. She was
so
like
sad.
The best pitcher.
That is so
Now
sad.
She's like a teacher in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's sad.
I mean, nothing wrong with being a teacher in Oklahoma.
No, nothing
but
at all.
But she was like the best
and
pitcher
by the
in
way,
L.A.
I don't say she's a teacher in Oklahoma. I'm sure she's impressing on the lives of lots of kids. I don't think her apex moment
but
was
like,
when she was 12.
Well, she was striking out everybody. She had like, she would have games where she just struck out everybody.
Yeah.
I bet like my apex moment was in high school. Right? Like as an athlete, like that was my
apex moment.
Yeah, I was like, I got hits in the city section championship game.
Right.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm the girl. Like, let's do it. And then that was it. Like, I was never that good again.
Well, as Momo says, she's the girl.
I mean, you have those moments. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the Dodgers during those 111 games. Just had all the good stuff too early.
All the good stuff. Yep. All right, coming up next for you, Bergman, you got Bobcat?
I do have Bobcat.
Okay,
oh,
we'll
wow,
do a little
forgot
Bobcat coming up next for you. Don't forget Lie of the Day. At some point today, I will tell a lie. If you figure out what it is, you win a pair of tickets to see LAFC versus the Galaxy in their playoff game Thursday night at Bank of California Stadium, courtesy of Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks, Chris and Amanda. All right, so Patrick Mahomes is 27. Josh Allen is 26. The Bills beat the Chiefs 24-20 yesterday. Is this the new great quarterback rivalry? I'll do this in my best sports talk radio voice. Is this the new Brady versus Manning? And could it be better?
Oh, I like that. That's
was good.
That?
Yeah.
It's a really
like
good
that?
Question.
No one's ever thought of it before.
It is. It is the next great quarterback rivalry. I mean, these guys, they're not in the same division, so they won't play as often against each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's no question that
yep.
Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes are the two best quarterbacks in the league. Jalen Hurts is certainly in the mix, but I think the...
Isn't that amazing Jalen Hurts is in the mix?
No, it's not, because Matthew Berry has been touting Jalen Hurts over and over again.
Fantasy quarterback is different than being a great NFL quarterback. Fantasy quarterback, like Russell Wilson was a great fantasy quarterback forever. Was, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Hope you didn't draft him high.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I used... Like, there's only two
quarterbacks. How is your fantasy football team?
I'm pretty good.
Nine? 6-0!
Wow!
Won again this week.
Even with the... Didn't you have a bunch of bad running backs?
I played Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard.
Wow.
Because I figured one of them is bound to get me. Zeke did, but otherwise, Cam Akers was my other running back.
I'm projected to lose.
Is being traded right now.
I'm currently winning my matchup, but I'm projected to lose because the team I'm playing has Justin Herbert and Everett, the tight end for the Chargers tonight.
Yeah.
I might win, though.
Wait a minute. You're playing Justin Herbert?
I'm playing against him.
Yeah, what's the score?
I'm up 139 to 116.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, probably don't have enough.
Justin Herbert? No, lose. Justin Herbert will beat you by himself.
Yeah, probably.
Bobcat.
So which one do I want to do here? I wanted to do, I've lost it. Mike McDaniel has announced that Tua Tagovailoa is the starter this coming weekend.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Seems like he's been, what has he been, gone 3 weeks?
Two, I think.
Two and a half weeks.
So it'll be 3 weeks by the time he plays. I mean,
he had two in 1 week. Two concussions in 1 week.
I know.
It feels kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But I would imagine that the league and medical people and all that stuff have considered this very, very seriously. Yeah. So if they say he's going to play, he must be really, really okay to play.
So I don't want to wish anything on him, but if he gets another concussion, what do you do with him?
Ooh.
I mean,
sit him out the rest of the year.
Sit him out forever.
Yeah. I mean, that's a thing.
Three concussions in 3 weeks would be, it just feels dirty that he's going to play. I mean,
didn't their other quarterback get hurt too?
Jacoby Brissett?
No, that's not the same team.
Teddy Bridgewater.
And the other guy.
He came back yesterday.
He came back, but there was a guy who started for him. Bridgewater didn't start. It was the other guy. I don't even know his name.
And he went out?
Yeah, he got out too. I think they need to go to those different helmets, the ones they use in the preseason with the extra padding.
Those look so stupid.
I know, but they got to go to it.
Those practice
They really
ones,
do look
yeah.
stupid. But they can,
you look like a character in a video game exactly. with that thing on.
I mean, it sort of looks like you're filming for an EA Sports thing.
Yes, it does.
Right? Right? You know, like, right. You're filming the on the green screen. They got all the sensors hooked up to you. But you know what? Put it on him. Who cares if he looks dumb? Put it on him. I'd rather not get hurt again. They seem to work.
Yeah, sorry, Jacoby Brissett's with the Browns.
Yeah,
with the Browns.
Who was the starter yesterday for the Dolphins? And then he was hurt in the first quarter. They had to bring Teddy Bridgewater in.
It was Skylar Thompson.
There it is.
Oh, the old Skylar Thompson.
Yeah, I've never heard of that person before in my life.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
No good.
Sure, he's good.
Bobcat.
And look, you cannot look at Tua without looking at the context. Look what's happening with roughing the passer calls right now. The league has, you could make the case, over-adjusted because of what happened to Tua. So, I think that these stories are kind of all interrelated. The roughing the passer calls that a lot of people think are bogus, along with what happened to Tua. What is the balance? And I think the league has got to figure out what that balance is.
Yeah, it's tough.
Bobcat.
What you got?
The LA Clippers are launching a streaming service, a first for the NBA, called Clipper Vision. It will feature 6 live viewing options that would cost you $199 for 74 games. That's $17 a month. Some of that includes courtside vision, Korean and Spanish language calls, and baller vision. If the Rams offer this, Mace, would you spend the $200? Or is this just the Clippers trying to get more viewers?
Yeah, I honestly don't think I would. I mean, I have the Rams app, and they email me highlights and stuff after the game, which I was at the game, so I don't really need to see the highlights. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to spend extra on... I mean, if you're a Clippers fan, God bless you. But I subscribed to Clipper Vision is like the most losery statement that I've ever heard.
Clipper Vision.
Clipper Vision. Yeah, I.
You know what? That's the first time I've seen you smile today.
Yeah. I laughed when I heard the word Clipper Vision. That's funny.
It was funny, mate.
Yeah.
I have when I saw that this morning, I had questions. One, there must be some kind of legal way for them to do that, because I'm pretty sure they have a broadcast rights deal with like both Bally Sports, and there's the national TV deal, which I'm not sure about. But so is this different than League Pass? Is this different
than
sounds
their- It sounds like it's all access.
Okay, so it's like it's they call that shoulder programming. Right,
yes.
Shoulder programming or over the top, So it's kind of like Backstage Lakers, is that,
or like a Hard Knocks? Kind
hard
of
knock,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay,
yeah, it's like second window programming. I guess you could say second window.
Yeah, look, it's not my thing. I have bandwidth issues already. Like I still haven't even finished.
True.
You know, like
drive to mom's.
Right, I'm like, when do I have extra time for stuff like that?
No.
Not right now. But I can see people who are the same. I watch the Backstage Lakers because I think it's interesting.
I do too.
And I think I will probably try to see if they'll give me a media pass for that Clipper Vision so I can see some of the behind the scenes. Because the Clipper, I'm curious about their team. Like, I'm just trying to get insight into their team. And I actually, if you watch those Backstage Lakers, you get a lot.
Oh, yeah, you do.
There's a lot in that.
Well, you get to know guys.
Yeah.
You get to know them on a more personal level and unique situations and all that. So I get to see them do nice stuff and, you know, go home to their family and all that business is really cool. I don't know what the market is for Clipper Vision. I constantly, now Laker Vision would be huge. Laker Vision, don't you think, would be gigantic?
Yeah, I would get that. This is what I think about Clipper Vision.
No, not really.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Go. Thanks, Sean.
Clipper Vision.
Clipper Vision.
So I've been working hard to cheer you up for almost 2 hours.
And it took the Clippers to make me laugh.
The only other thing that made you laugh was when you got to play the I Haven't Farted in 2 months drop.
Yeah, no, that always does. That always makes me laugh.
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
Or I dropped a deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets me. That gets me.
That gets you.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
So now we know what pushes your buttons.
Oh,
okay.
Believe me. Immature stuff pushes my buttons like nothing else.
Bobcat.
All right, let's just do a kick it off the planet to end all right. this all off.
Yep.
This is also from Dre, who was in the community for a while.
Yep.
Brushing your teeth or washing your hands?
Whoa.
Yeah, oof. That's tough, right?
Whoa.
You can only do one.
I got to brush my teeth.
So you're not going to ever wash your hands. You
like
have a baby.
Other things, I
Momo,
know.
You have a baby.
It's good for them.
Can you imagine, can you imagine changing a diaper and then brush your teeth after?
You know, I feel like I can get...
Yeah, that's rough.
I don't know. That's a really tough question. Like,
man.
I mean, the truth is there's other things you could do.
Gum, mints.
No, I got to brush my teeth. It's so gross not be able to brush my teeth.
Yeah, I'm the same. I could not brush my teeth.
I
would have to brush my teeth. I can't not.
But I mean, like, your hands
would look like pirates.
Arr. Yeah, I mean, you touch so much stuff.
Trust me, you laugh at that joke, and you will retell it.
Yeah, I will.
You will.
I already texted. So.
I know you did.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have to brush my teeth. The washing of hands. I gotta say, I'm probably spotty at it anyway.
Oh man.
You know what? I can see that.
That was Oh boy. Okay.
Did you get better during COVID?
I'm not like Michael Thompson about washing my hands.
No, I mean
you want your body to create immunity for lots of different things.
You got a pretty good biome going on.
Exactly.
You're spotty at it. You take the laptop into the bathroom with you and then don't wash your hands.
Eat in bed.
Have I not disguised bringing the laptop to the bathroom?
No, you have not disguised it at all.
What? How
if
do
you
I
go,
do
when
it?
You go to the bathroom, everybody knows you're taking your laptop with you, whether you have the backpack or not.
I mean, here's the question.
I bring the whole backpack to the bathroom.
Do you talk?
People think I'm just stopping out somewhere.
Do you talk on the phone?
No.
In the bathroom?
Absolutely not.
Never?
No. Never.
Come on, I don't believe
not
you.
Not a single instance.
Depends
on
ever.
I don't talk on the phone,
That's
period.
That's true.
I
you
never
talk
on
the
phone.
Phone.
And by the way, stop texting me like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night after all has gone to hell. You guys are all texting back and forth, and I'm like,
you started the thread.
How did I start the thread? I did not start
the
thread.
I don't remember that one.
I'm just playing.
Yeah.
Was it late?
Yeah, it was late.
It was right after the game.
It was after the SC loss and the Dodgers loss.
Yeah.
Just don't respond like you normally do.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Just put it on mute.
I didn't.
After that Bobcat. Dad and I killed a 24-pack. Just saying.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
24-pack?
Come on, Grinch.
Yeah.
That's like a lot of calories. You should just go for the hard liquor.
At that point, it didn't matter.
Yeah. All right, so a couple of things. Momo, I have emailed you.
I saw it.
Okay. So one of those teams... I did my fantasy basketball draft last night, and this is the one
I can't get invited to.
The one you didn't get invited to.
I tried to get in.
Yeah.
You guys need, you have no women in that league.
I don't know.
I was not going to play that card, but I'm just saying.
I don't believe it has anything to do with gender.
It doesn't, but I can still play the card.
But this is a league that guys like Mark Heisler and Mark Medina and Kevin Ding and Mike Trudell are in. I sent you my roster.
All right.
And Trudell's roster.
Okay, and I'm going to pick who I think is going to have a better year.
You pick which has the better roster.
Is yours the one that has...
No, just hold it. Okay. Hold it. This is called a tease.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I want you to say next...
The roster.
Who drafted the better roster.
Okay.
Plus, oh, last night. God. Dodgers. Saturday night.